Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Buying Your First House. Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. In this session, we are going to discuss some issues you may want to consider as you think about buying your first house. Owning your own home has been part of the American dream for years. The pride of ownership and sense of belonging somewhere have been strong factors in motivating over 60% of all households to own their own homes. In addition, there can be tax and financial rewards from home ownership. But this is not always the case, as many have discovered. How much should you spend to buy a house? Buying and owning a home is expensive. You will need funds for a down payment of at least 20% of the purchase price, and you will have to pay any mortgage or other closing costs when you buy. After you own the home, you will have monthly mortgage payments, property taxes, and insurance. Then there are the other expenses, like utilities and maintenance. Finally, if you are like most homeowners, you will want to furnish your home or make improvements. All of these things cost money. Deciding how much to spend on a home can be difficult. You probably want as nice of a home as possible, but you need to be able to afford it. What you can afford depends on the size of your mortgage, mortgage rates, other costs of ownership, your other expenses, and your income. One rule of thumb to consider is that the total of your mortgage payments, property taxes, and insurance should be less than 28% of your household income. You can find mortgage calculators on the internet to estimate your monthly mortgage payments at different down payment levels and different interest rates. In any case, having a larger down payment will make things easier. You will be more likely to have your mortgage approved, and your monthly payment will be lower because you are borrowing less. Here are some ways to build funds for a larger down payment. You can save more. As simple as it sounds, most people end up saving for a couple of years to accumulate the amount needed for their down payment. One easy way to save is to enroll for an automatic savings plan at your financial institution. Have a certain amount transferred from your checking account to a dedicated savings account each month. You may also be able to borrow the down payment from your retirement plan. Many company-sponsored 401k or profit-sharing plans have provisions to let you do this. Check the details of your plan with your human resources or payroll department. You can move to a cheaper apartment while you accumulate your down payment. If you are just starting out or are considering changing jobs, you may want to consider living in an area that has lower costs for a while. You should also reduce other high interest rate debt before you buy. Paying off credit cards will take some of your savings, but you will not be paying the high rates usually found with credit cards. You can try to make a deal with the seller. Sometimes a seller is willing to take back a second mortgage for part of the purchase price to get the house sold. Be careful if you are considering this and make sure a qualified attorney looks at all the documents. You can sell some of your investments and use the proceeds for your down payment. You could get a second job and save your earnings, or skip a year's vacation. There are some tax benefits of homeownership you should understand as well. Many homeowners find that the interest on their mortgage and the annual property taxes they pay are large enough to enable them to itemize their deductions instead of taking a standard deduction. For 2010, the standard deduction for those filing individual tax returns is $5,700 and $11,400 for those filing joint returns. For many homeowners, their total interest and property taxes exceed those amounts. Be sure to keep track of when you pay your property taxes. Some taxing districts have due dates close to the end of the year, and you must have paid the tax before December 31st to get the deduction for that year. The IRS also allows you to exclude any gain up to $500,000 when selling your house if you file a joint tax return and meet certain requirements. You may want to investigate these tax advantages further, or talk to a tax accountant to completely understand them. And you may make a profit when you finally sell your home. Currently, the housing market in many areas of the country is suffering. While that may be bad news for existing owners, it can be very good news for those buying their first home. When the housing market improves, and the odds are good that it ultimately will, the value of your home may rise. In summary, if you are like millions of others, owning your own home is a primary financial and lifestyle goal. The pride of homeownership and the financial rewards can be attractive. Just make sure you understand that there can be some downsides before you make the decision to buy. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.